St. Albert the Great, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, did you ever do an experiment? I imagine in science class, sooner or later, you do experiments. And what do experiments allow you to do? Well, they let you find out the truth for yourself. And that's something that the mind, especially as we're growing up, wants to do. So if you mix two chemicals together, you'll say get some sort of a reaction. Sometimes it's a good reaction, and sometimes, remember, we used to have a janitor here who used to blend, I think he blended bleach and something else together, and it was not a good reaction, and that was his little experiment, and I don't think that he did that anymore because people actually got sick from the fumes. So you have to be careful when you're blending your chemicals together. But the truth of the matter is, if you do it and you see the reaction, well, then you do learn something from it. I mention that because today is the feast day of the patron saint of scientists, who's also one of our patron saints here in Cincinnati. He's called a secondary patron, and he was a great Dominican, and he was an archbishop too, and his name is St. Albert the Great. He didn't get canonized till the 1930s when he became our patron, but they always called him Albert the Great because he knew so very much. He was sort of a walking computer. If you needed to know something about physics or geography or theology or philology, you would just check with Albert and he would tell you because he knew everything. And so much of what he learned by experimentation or he learned by observation. One time when he was a boy, for example, he wanted to learn about eagles. And so he saw that there was an eagle's nest down the cliff. And what did he do except figure out a way to climb down the cliff and poke his head into the eagle's nest and study the bird and its habits? Well, he was doing things like that his whole life long. You wonder, how do these saints learn so much and do so much? Well, obviously, they didn't waste any time, and obviously, they had what we would call today good study habits of not wasting time, of reading, to love to read, keep your eyes open and observe, and use even little bits of time well. But most of all important for him, of course, and that's how he became a saint, was the love of God, to say yes to God. And how do you experiment with God? You experiment with God, children, by talking to him, loving him. In other words, God is not just somebody who's out there that we hear about or read about in our catechism or hear sermons about or we recite prayers about. No, God's a real loving, living person, three divine persons for all eternity, and he loves you very much. You have to try that for yourself sometime by talking to him and by listening to him and by showing your love for him by how you trust him and by giving him what he wants of you. Those are some holy experiments that only you can do for yourself. When he was 16, he was studying probably science or something in Bologna at a university because he was very smart, so he could skip quite a few grades, I think. And he was a nobleman, and his daddy was the Count of Bollstadt in Germany. And at that time, St. Dominic had just died, and he was buried in Bologna. And the big thing at that university was that all of the young men wanted to become Dominicans, and they all entered the Dominican order. And Albert thought about that, but he knew his father was against it, and he thought about it some more, and he had a dream. And in his dream, he dreamt that he became a Dominican, but then he left. And the next day, he went to hear a sermon preached by the new head of the Dominican order, Blessed Jordan of Saxony. And Blessed Jordan, St. Albert said later to him, he said, Blessed Jordan, you preached about my dream. Because he said, and if you enter the order, boys, you have to stay in it. The devil will tempt you with friends. He'll tempt you with riches. He'll tempt you with your family. He'll tempt you every way possible to get you to leave the seminary. But if you enter, you must stay with it and persevere all the way to the end. He said it would be a terrible thing for any of you to lose your souls. In other words, if you said no to God in a big thing, that could even be a very serious sin. So he was so impressed that this holy Dominican had known, as it were, exactly what he was dreaming about, that he entered the order. And he had a little trouble from his father, but not too bad, not as bad as St. Thomas Aquinas, who got quite a bit of grief from the entire family. And he was able to stay in the order and do all of these wonderful things. You know how you can always learn something new about a saint each year? This is what I learned today that's new. I had this thought about St. Albert the Great, especially when he was older. He had quite a bit of, well, I mean, he was older and he had quite a bit to do, and he was tired out and he wanted to just be able to pray, but he was so holy and talented dealing with people and problems that he always was sent by the church or by his order to one place or to another to solve problems, to get people to be good and follow the holy rules and everything else. Well, whenever he traveled, even though he was a count from a very important noble family, he always traveled on foot, and he never had a penny in his pocket. So what would he do at lunchtime when he was getting hungry? I don't know, maybe he would have a sandwich in his pocket, or he would have to find a monastery that would receive him and feed him willingly. There were quite a few monasteries back then, but still, some days you could end up being cold and tired and hungry, and that's what it means to have the vow of poverty. And so he did, and he never complained about it. Oh, people complained about him quite a bit, especially when they made him to be the Bishop of Cologne, because even though he was from the nobility, he led a very poor life. And in particular, they didn't like the fact that he didn't wear fancy shoes and he wore big old boots. And they used to call him, remember, they called him the clodhopper. That was their nickname for him. And he didn't stay too long as the bishop because he knew that everybody was against him, and he thought he could use his time in the classroom or visiting monasteries a little bit better. And so he did, because he made the experiment. He tried it. And he found out, well, that was not God's will for him. If you think of it, children, whether it be for our mind to learn things about God's world, or whether it be for our soul to learn things to save our souls and do God's will, all of your life is an experiment. But if you do an experiment this afternoon in science class and you don't write down the results, you will quickly forget about it. But if you record what the results are, if you remember, then each time you do an experiment for your spiritual life or for science, doesn't matter, you'll learn something. And you'll be a little bit like Albert the Great. That's how he learned so much, and he taught so much. He experimented. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.